Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Happy is the man who is always reverent. We live in an age in which we have sunk into thinking that reverence is sad, and silliness and entertainment and lightness are happy. Notice that these things are not so true. That there is a joy that comes with living in the fear of the Lord and honoring Him and seeing His glory unto His own name in all things, and seeing His goodness unto those who are His in Christ in all things, that provides a deep and pervasive, saturating blessedness to all life. Happy is the man who is always reverent. And then the second half of the verse says, but he who hardens his heart. Notice the difference, or the opposite of reverence is hardness of heart. This helps us with understanding what the fear of the Lord or reverence unto God is like. It is a softness of heart, being tender to God all the time. I hope that in your marriages, when you grow old, you will live soft-heartedly toward your spouse, always noticing how things are with your husband or your wife, always adjusting what you are doing in order to be that good husband to your wife, or that good wife unto your husband. Well, to live in the fear of the Lord is always living with a softness, a tenderness, an awareness of and responsiveness to Him. When you live in an awareness of who God is, you live in wonder of Him. And when you live in responsiveness unto God, you live as one who is offering his life or her life as worship unto Him. And that's what the fear of the Lord is. To walk in the fear of the Lord is to live your life in wonder at Him, tremble before His glory, and to live your life as worship unto Him, to be quick and instant and with a good will and cheerfulness of heart and diligence, zeal, offering everything you do unto Him. Not to do so here is called hardness of heart. When we live forgetfully of the glory of our God, and when we live in a way that is not offering everything that we do unto Him, we are being hard-hearted towards God. Just as you would think that a husband who never noticed and never attended to the needs of his wife was hard-hearted towards her, or a wife who was never noticing and attending to and cheerfully discovering what would please and help, and doing what would please and help her husband. A wife who doesn't live in that way, we would say, is hard-hearted towards her husband. Just so someone who is created in the image of God and lives as His creature in this world and lives as His redeemed saint in this world, but is not always noticing the goodness of God, not always attending to Him, and not always serving Him, ought to be considered hard-hearted towards God. This hard-hearted person will fall into calamity. And the Lord, in His ordinary providence, does bring difficult circumstances, painful circumstances, but the calamity is deeper and further than that. Sometimes He brings those who are believers and tender-hearted towards Him, who are reverent, into hard and painful times, and yet He grants them a blessedness in the midst of it. And often He grants in his wisdom and his providence for those who are wicked to go through what appear to us to be easy times. But they are miserable in themselves. But there is one step deeper and one step further. Because those who live with a tender heart towards God, the only way that happens is by his giving us faith, life by his Spirit, to believe in Jesus Christ, so that we belong to him by faith. When such a person, in whom God has worked a tender-heartedness toward himself to walk in the fear of the Lord in that way, will come into perfect blessedness of circumstance and heart and response and enjoyment forever and ever. But the one who is hard-hearted towards God and does not walk in the fear of the Lord, the reason that is true of him is because he has not been made alive by the Spirit. He has not been given faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why he is the fool who says in his heart there is no God and lives with hard hearts towards God rather than in the fear of the Lord. And someone who is left in his sin and has not been made alive in that way has to look forward to perfect misery and pain and torment forever and ever in hell, to which he will respond with utter wickedness and sin from his heart, heaping up upon himself internal misery unto the external misery, as he receives destruction from God, from the presence of God forever, as the Spirit tells the Thessalonians by the Apostle Paul, and tells us as well. So, let us not be running after silliness and lightness and entertainment, as if these are the things in which happiness consists. But let us be seeking from God that spiritual life, that clinging to Christ, that always being aware of who he is and marveling at his glory, and always attending upon and serving him in whatever we do, offering ourselves, our lives as worship. For in this is the blessed life in this world, that is part of and in anticipation of the perfectly blessed life in the next. Let's pray. We thank you, our Father in heaven, for giving our family this verse out of Proverbs 28 to consider before you in worship this morning. Truly, you are glorious and you are good. That walking by your grace in the fear of you, O Lord, is such blessedness now and guarantee of such blessedness forever. And we pray that you would mercifully grant unto us to recognize whenever we are thinking or living in a fleshly way that we might continue rejecting to live that way and trusting in Christ. Do grant us, we pray, to enjoy those moments of celebration, even recreation. But help us, we pray, not to buy into that craving for lightness and entertainment that belongs to an age in which the joy of fearing you is simply not known and even rejected. Do this for our family, we pray, through Jesus. Amen.